Once upon a time, in the middle of a thick forest, flowed a big river. In the middle of the river, there was a beautiful island covered with mango, jackfruit, and other fruit trees. A clever monkey lived by himself near the riverbank. He was very strong and was also a good jumper. There happened to be a rock sticking out of the water halfway between the bank and the island. Although it looked impossible, Clever Monkey was used to jumping from the riverbank to the rock and from the rock to the island. He would eat fruits all day.
Ha! These fresh fruits keep me young and energetic.
And then return home by the same route each evening.
Thank God for this stone. If it was not here, I would not be able to relish these tasty fruits.
A crocodile couple lived next to the same river, Mr. and Mrs. Crocodile. They were expecting their first brood of baby crocs.
My dear, nowadays I have cravings to eat strange food. I am bored of eating the fish that you bring every day.
Because she was pregnant, Mrs. Crocodile wanted to eat different things. So she made unusual demands on her faithful husband. Just like the other animals, Mrs. Crocodile was amazed at the way the clever monkey jumped back and forth to the island.
I wonder how the monkey is managing to go to the other side of the river for the fruits.
Why do you worry about me? It's none of our business.
One day it so happened that Mrs. Crocodile tasted a fruit which was floating in the river.
Ah, this fruit is so tasty. I have never, ever tasted something like this in my life. Nothing can compare to the taste of this fruit.
Come on, stop your boasting.
Listen, if this fruit tastes so good, then the monkey who's living on this fruit must be enjoying his meal every day.
She developed a sudden craving to eat the heart of the monkey. She told Mr. Crocodile about her desire.
Darling, I think the heart of the monkey will be very tasty because it eats only these fruits every day.
What? The monkey's heart? Are you in your senses? Do you realize what you're talking about?
I do not know anything. I want to eat the heart of the monkey.
It's not possible to catch a monkey. You think it is an easy task?
I don't want any excuses. Somehow, please get me the monkey's heart.
To please her, he promised to get the monkey's heart.
Okay. I will somehow try to get the heart for you.
Mr. Crocodile began thinking seriously.
Are you thinking of a plan? Can I help? You know I'm very good at giving advice.
Will you please stop and leave me alone to think of a plan?
Mr. Crocodile thought for some time and suddenly he said,
Aha! I've got an idea. Let me try it out tomorrow morning. Now I can sleep peacefully.
The next morning, Mr. Crocodile went swimming near the rock and lay down on the rock between the riverbank and the island.
Let me wait here for the monkey to come.
He waited for the clever monkey to return that evening, planning to catch him. As usual, Clever Monkey spent the whole day on the island.
What a lovely place! Oh, it's time to return to home. Bye, trees. See you tomorrow.
The monkey was about to cross the river, but he noticed that the rocks seemed to have grown. It was higher above water than he remembered it.
Hey, I'm noticing something different. Something's fishy. Let me investigate.
He investigated and saw that the river level was the same as the morning. Yet, the rock was definitely higher.
Now, I should be very, very careful. The water level is the same, but the rock has increased in size and has come up higher. So, let me check.
Monkey carefully studied the rock. Immediately he suspected that the cunning Mr. Crocodile was behind this mischief.
Oh my, thank God I was a bit cautious, or else by now I would have been in the heaven talking to my ancestors. Let me check.
To find out for sure, he called to the rock.
Hi there, Mr. Rock. How are you?
He was greeted with silence. Again he uttered the same words. On hearing this, Mr. Crocodile was confused. What? Is it possible that this rock can talk? Now what do I do? The monkey yelled for the third time.
Hi there, Mr. Rock. How are you? Come on, speak out.
Then he shouted.
You used to answer me when I spoke to you, but today you say nothing. What's wrong with you, Mr. Rock? Have I done anything wrong to offend you? Please speak out.
Mr. Crocodile thought.
No doubt on other days this rock used to talk to the monkey. I suppose it's frightened now because I am lying on it. I can't wait any longer for this dumb rock to speak. I will just have to speak for the rock and trick the monkey.
Then he shouted.
I'm fine, Mr. Monkey. I am not angry with you. My throat has been infected. That's why I didn't reply for some time. What do you want?
Who are you?
Without thinking, the crocodile replied.
I'm Mr. Crocodile.
Why are you lying there?
I'm waiting to take your heart. There's no escape for you, Mr. Monkey.
The clever monkey thought.
Aha! He's right. There's no other way back to the riverbank. I am trapped, but somehow I have escaped. I have to trick him. But how?
Mr. Monkey thought for some time.
Yes, I have it. I have seen that crocodile's eyes close when they open their mouth wide.
Then he yelled.
Mr. Crocodile, my friend, it looks like you've got me. So I'll give you my heart. Open your mouth wide and take it when I come your way.
That's good, my boy.
Mr. Crocodile opened his mouth wide and immediately squeezed his eyes shut. When Clever Monkey saw this, he immediately jumped onto the top of Mr. Crocodile's head and then instantly to the riverbank. When Mr. Crocodile realized he'd been outsmarted, he admired Monkey's victory. Like a good sport in a contest, he praised the winner. He said,
Mr. Monkey, my intention towards you was unwholesome. I wanted to kill you and take your heart just to please my wife. But you only wanted to save yourself and harm no one. I congratulate you.
Saying this, Mr. Crocodile swam back. When he reached his home, Mrs. Crocodile learnt what had happened. At first, she was angry with him, but when the little ones came, they forgot their troubles for a while. The moral is, a good loser is a true gentleman.